You know, considering that the children of Israel are 600 and they're considered greatly outnumbered in this passage based on the context, you would have to assume that the Philistines are at least thousands. If they're running thousands and they only lost 20, we're talking about like less than even 1% probably of the people that have actually died in this particular battle. You know, it wouldn't be that big of a loss, but you know, just this little bit of win, just this little bit of energy, just this little bit of effort here by Jonathan and his armor bearer ends up causing them to win the entire battle. And it says in verse number 20, it says, "And Saul and all the people that were with him assembled themselves, and they came to the battle, and behold, every man's sword was against his fellow, and there was a very great discomfiture." So what did the Bible say? Just because Jonathan and his armor bearer killed just 20 people, which is virtually like nothing in comparison to how many people there really were, all of the troops assembled with the Philistines ended up started fighting each other. And ended up starting destroying each other. And you know, you have to understand that the enemies are not as strong as us because they're not united in the same way that God's people are united. God's people are united by love and having the same doctrine. The enemies are often only united by hatred towards the God's people. And so their unity is so easily fractured, it's so easily destroyed, and often they'll even attack each other. And you look at the Democrat Party, they'll constantly attack each other and destroy each other because they have no standards, they have no real conviction, and of course they're just basically the party of Satan anyways. And because they're so divided and fractured already, it's really easy to get them to turn on each other. And what it takes, it just takes a few people to go out there and take them to task and actually stand for what's right, and often the enemy will destroy itself. You know, you could look at this great host, you could look at this giant army, you could say, wow, look at all these people that are lined up against me. But you know what? As long as you just stand steadfast, as long as you're just saying, hey, let's go, we're going to fight, often they get nervous and they end up fighting themselves and turning on each other, and God can just destroy them in kind of what seems like a miracle. This is just a practical way to understand how you could be outnumbered greatly and yet still win the battle. Because when you're unified with God, that unity, even of a small number, can be so much stronger than a great host when their unity is based on lies, deception, just all kinds of satanic means of hatred. You know, our unity of love is stronger than the unity of hatred today. And you'll notice many enemies of a church like this, of Baptists, they're unified with hatred towards the things of God, hatred for the King James Bible, hatred for soul winning, hatred for great men of the past. It's like, man, the only thing you guys agree on is you just all hate Pastor Jack Hiles. It's like, how is that something to rally around?